when he is also telling something, Madhya Manina. Madhya, Krishna Bhakta Sal Madhya.
In the midst of his discourse.
Kumkum was there, and the kumkum came from Gopi by touching Gopi with his heart. He is also telling that Krishna was Shyam, but when he used to go to gopis, their Gaurkanti came to Krishna, and he became less Shyam, and so much had him Nishobha, beauty. But in telling this one, I what is happening. Nothing more. You can read.
Even though he is the son of Devaki, a member of the Kshatriya community, and even though he is Bhagavan, or full in all six opulences, he appeared especially beautiful in the midst of those women of the cowherd community. And although Krishna's complexion is that of a sapphire, by the admixture of their golden complexion, his complexion became like an emerald. Emerald is green.
Indralini. But the color of gopis skin made it somewhat gold burn, like golden, and it became so much beautiful. Thus,
the word Mahat is used to express an anomaly in his effulgence. Other authorities, however, say that the word Marakat in this verse designates a sapphire. There is also the alternate reading, Marakat.
Krishna was Shyam, but when he breast up the gopis kumkum and took kumkum here, he became more and more gopis. That is. And gopis were also more and more beautiful, having the shadow of Krishna. Both.
You say the flowers were falling automatically. The music of Dundubi automatically. What is that automatically? Is that called Yoga Maya or
Yogamaya, or it may be that maybe Sachidananda, everything in Braja, we know that everything in Braja is Sachidananda Maya and useful for Krishna. They are not like a material thing. They seem like material. But when Krishna plays every Sachidananda Vastu, does its all duties automatically. So they were automatically blowing, doing all these swift sounds, and pushpa are coming automatically. We have heard that you know perhaps a king, Mughal king named Akbar. There was a very good singer, Tamsen. He has promised that any singer, any man should not sing in Delhi. Otherwise, they will be drawn to Jamuna. So anyone was not daring that I should sing a song in Delhi, anywhere. So many persons came and were drowned in the Jamuna River. At first, they were bound to go to Tansen and to do revival. And see whether Tansen is good or evil. And if he was less, he was drowned. Once a very good singer named Baiju Bhangra, like mad, hair like this,
upset,
no clothes, only like a beggar, with only veena, he came in Delhi. And he began to
sing
in the gullies of Kali. Took them to where Barsa was there and also found him. They told that you don't know that in Delhi any person cannot sing, why you sang? He told that I sang.
It is my nature.
I know by nature I do. Then he told that you will have to
competition
sit in competition with
Tamsen.
He said, yes, I am ready. But not here in
city,
palace and in Raj Sabha. And any man cannot decide. While beasts, deer and all other birds and even they can decide. And I will accept their decision. Then Barsa became so astonished. I said, yes, this, let us go there. Then king and all other associates with Tansen and with this person, they went in a jungle, forest. Forest was very dense forest and deer and all kinds of
birds
were there,
and birds
deers, there.
Birds.
He told that he should sing first.
Who? Bajivara Tansen?
Bajivara told that he should sing first, then I. He should just ignore. You should
do first.
Sing and then I will sing. Bajivara told me, yes. He told king to bring some garland, so many garlands. And then garland was there, and he began to sing on Vinayaka. So many deers and rabbits, birds, they gathered. And with one hand he was singing, and in the meantime, by skillfully, he took
garland
and beat one
the neck of the
singing. And then he stopped all flavor. He told to Kansan that you should bring my garlands that I have given to all. He told, yes, I am doing. He began to sing, but no deer, nothing, no birds, no animals, anyone could. Then Tansan told that at first they have come by their nature, not by your singing. Then he told that, yes, let us sing. Again he began to sing. And again they came, and he took up all the garlands from them. And then when he stopped the singing, they all fled away. Then he asked the king, what the animals and deers have told, who is defeated now? Then he admitted that Tansan is defeated and he has
told.
I'm telling this story only to you that naturally it is best thing home. And then gopis are singing and Krishna is singing. And Krishna himself is pleased with the singing of gopis and he is attracted. So what to tell Gurudevi and all other things? And what to tell the gods and Gandharva and Rupa Goswami was telling a slope of a Vipralamba. Vipralamba means
separation.
Separation. And all the
lips
of very green lips of Kadamba trees and all trees, at once they
fell down
and became dry. At that time, that Kyanan, Nambatlaraska,
Tansan Bajibhavara,
so a splendid song that Vrishti began to do itself.
Rain
was coming. And sometimes fire began in forest by singing itself. No fire was even there. Itself fire was, and itself rain was falling. No cloud, nothing but yet. So why not here when Krishna is singing, gopis are singing, why not flowers will come and all sounds will come automatically?
আর রূপ গোস্বামী মিলনের কীর্তন করলেন, শ্লোক রচনা করলেন মিলনে, তখন আবার পাতা হয়ে গেল সঙ্গে সঙ্গে.
And then রূপ গোস্বামী
composed শ্লোক
about the meeting. At once new
leaves and flowers
itself. So why not Krishna and gopis are singing, all become itself. Not tomorrow, but day after tomorrow, I'm going to Haridwar for 2 or 3 days. Then I will return on Sankara is a Gopi.
Sankara.
Having reached her bar on 17, one day this town,
arrest in Delhi.
One day I will try to be there and see if our task is not done. One day and a half day to change it can. But I will try to return within one day again. And then one day again to take for rest and then. And the top of it, Sankara,
28. After the end of the cell,
the outer
construction is going on the earth.